Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you could go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurofeedback. So today, we're going to talk about how this moment feels exactly like this. So as we continue to explore the tenets of insight meditation from the book Dancing with Life by Philip Moffitt, there's a wonderful meditation practice for learning how to be with all the changing ups and downs of life. It's called This Moment is Like This. Now, according to Moffitt, by making This Moment is Like This the focus of your mindfulness practice, it can be an effective technique for understanding the difference between skillfully observing a difficult experience from within and unskillfully getting lost in the content of that experience. So what that looks like is that we learn to observe and make silent mental notes. For example, if you have pain in your leg while you're sitting in meditation, you would say to yourself silently, "This pain in my leg feels like this." And if you were feeling frustrated or confused, you could say to yourself, "This confusion or this frustration feels like this," keeping it really simple and staying present. You can either wait until something comes up during your meditation, like a pain in your leg, to say things to yourself, or you could pick a specific issue and dig in. You'll begin to notice the difference between being caught up in the story of something that's causing you even more suffering, or what's known as dukkha, or you can separate the story from the actual experience and become aware that the suffering feels exactly like this and breathe into it, through it, around it, for it, whatever it takes to stay present and not chase the storyline again. One of the results of this practice is the ability to see that though your direct experience of anger or frustration or pain is your own unique experience, the causes, though, are quite universal. And this helps us begin to widen our understanding of both our pain and other people's pain. And when you're able to be fully present in this way, to say this moment is like this, you'll experience a new kind of confidence. It's not that you immediately become fearless in the face of suffering, but your fear becomes just one more naturally arising experience. And so your suffering loses some of its power to control your life. Insight meditation follows the four foundations of mindfulness. There are very explicit instructions from the Buddha to use mindfulness techniques to penetrate and free yourself from suffering. He said that you must know every experience of the body and mind from within the experience itself. The breath is to be felt within the breath, the body within the body, those feelings of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral within the feelings, and the state of mind within the actual experience as the state of mind. When we try to intellectualize, justify, excuse, or explain our feelings, it just isn't sufficient to penetrate and process the feeling itself. They really are two different things, thinking versus feeling. So today, we're going to continue to build on our insight practice by following the feelings instead of the thoughts, and to use the label this and fill in whatever you're feeling this moment feels like this. So go ahead and find a comfortable position. You can either sit in a chair, maybe you're sitting on a couch or your bed. And it's good to sit up and to really greet the meditation in an awake, alert, intentional frame of mind rather than lying down with the intention of taking a nap and checking out. If you like, you can put some cushions behind your back. No reason not to be comfortable. Let your legs be crossed or your feet flat on the floor if you're in a chair. And it's really good to let your back lengthen and your knees be a little lower than your hips, so your low back doesn't get too tight and uncomfortable. Let your hands rest in your lap, or you can put your left palm on top of your right palm, resting in your lap with your thumbs touching in Zen Mudra. And begin by taking three deep inhales with very long, slow exhales, blowing out through the mouth like you're blowing through a straw. So let's begin inhaling and blowing nice and slow. And again, inhaling through the nose and blowing out slowly through the mouth. And one last time. These cleansing breaths really allow you to become fully present and committed to your meditation. Nice and slow and easy on the exhale. Great. Now let your breath shift over to going in and out of the nose. And we'll use this label just for breathing in the moment so you get used to it. So as you breathe in, you can say to yourself, this inhale feels like this. And this exhale feels like this. As you're breathing, go ahead and let yourself do that a couple of times. This way we connect our thinking mind with the experience of the body. And the breath is our link between the two. Nice. And let's go ahead and let go of labeling the breath and move down into the feet for a body scan. Inhaling deeply into your feet. And exhaling, noticing what it feels like into your ankles, shins, and calves. And as your mind traces along your body, you can even say to yourself, my legs feel like this. Really noticing as you move up through the knees and the thighs. And then moving into your hips, the floor of the pelvis, your low back and low belly. My belly feels like this. Not trying to change it, just noticing it. And moving up into your rib cage, and the sides of your body and your middle back. Feeling your spine lengthening in your body as you move into the chest, under the arms, and into the shoulder blades. And noticing my upper body feels like this. Just feeling the feeling and allowing yourself to name the body part. Letting your collarbone spread wide and your shoulders slide down into your elbows, wrists, hands, and fingers. Your jaw softening. Let your teeth be parted slightly while your eyes roll down, and you'll feel the face release all the muscles, like a mask is dropping away. And you feel the crown of the head, the scalp and hair in the back of the neck, And you can say to yourself, my body feels like this. Really getting in touch with how you feel. All of your sensory perceptions, not what you think about the way you feel. Good. Now you're settled in and you can set the intention that whenever you notice something, you can label it, my back feels like this, and you breathe there for a few minutes. Or if you notice a particular thought, an emotion tied to it, perhaps confusion or frustration, then you just simply say to yourself, this confusion feels like this. As if it's a sensory feeling, just letting yourself focus in on it and breathe. Or if you really want to dig into some issue that's up for you in your life, you just think about whatever that issue is. It's a person, place, thing. Notice how it makes you feel as soon as you start thinking about it, maybe angry or sad or worried or excited. And you name it. My worry feels like this. And you breathe, giving it space. My happiness, my excitement feels like this. And you breathe and notice where it is in the body. Simple as that, giving yourself something to focus on and letting go of the train of thoughts associated with it. You keep on going and I'll check in with you in just a few minutes. Notice where your mind is gone. Draw yourself back to the breath and the body. Perhaps you can feel your back or your feet. And once again, name it to yourself. My back feels like this. Really tuning into it. And continue your practice. This feeling is what it is. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only nonprofit, KX93.5. And today, we're meditating on this feeling being exactly as it is, really letting ourselves tune into the moment and the experience of the moment rather than our thinking and ideas about our experience. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind, and perhaps naming it. This calm feels like this. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up the back. And exhale down the front of the body, returning to the tailbone, inhaling up the back, exhaling down the front. One more time, just wrapping up and sealing in your relationship to your practice, the mindfulness of your practice, and that deep awareness you've created during this time. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.